I have the incredible Alison Moyet. Thank you so much for taking the time for us.
Oh, it's a real pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.
We're talking because you're celebrating 40 years of your solo career. I was wondering, what is the dominating feeling about this? Is it just a number?
It is just a number. And I think what I've taken from it the most is that it's a journey.
But 40 years, it's quite an achievement. You should be proud of yourself.
Well, I am proud of myself when I turn up. You know, I am happy when I engage. And, you know, the interesting thing is that I've found that I'm much more active kind of since my 50s than I ever was as a young person. And I think it's because you arrive at a place where you can really trust your own aesthetic. You trust your own voice. When you're young, you can spend a lot of mind space wondering why it is that you don't fit in and why you can't fit in and trying to change your shape or thinking that you're supposed to be something else. When you settle and recognize that you know yourself better than anybody else does. And
I think it's a question of maturity and self-confidence, and you have all that.
But it's also about having self-confidence that it's okay to fail. And I have the self-confidence to get things wrong. And that's the thing, you know, for me, it's the not trying that is the disaster.
You just released Key, the album 40 Years of Music, put into new perspective because you re-recorded your biggest hits and personal favorites. Re-recording familiar material is always a fine line. What was your emotional reason for doing this?
Well, I mean, first of all, I didn't re-record all of my biggest hits because I have some hits that, you know, like Invisible, for example, which was my only top 40 in America, which I haven't sung for 35 years. The reason for me doing this is, first of all, it's the 40 year anniversary. So it's a great opportunity for me to go on the road again, which is the thing that is really significant for me. But it's also about if I just went on stage and performed every song the way it was recorded in the first place, being a solo singer, when you've worked with lots of different producers and have had lots of different sounds going on, you could end up with this real nasty karaoke. So it's about bringing that stuff together so that I could have it as a cohesive set. It's not a case of fixing things. It's a case of the songs could relate to one another and relate to my aesthetic now.
Okay, so cohesiveness is the key to the Key album.
Yes, it is. And it's also, you know, a career is a sine wave over 40 years. So there are times you're going to come to the fore, and there's times when, you know, the media or the industry or indeed fans are going to be interested in you, and there's times there's not. So I don't always tie in my best work with the times when I sold the most records. Now, that's not to say that I don't love some of my hits, because every song on this album are songs that I really like and I really like performing. But also looking at those songs and in the attempt of wanting to truly feel them, there's something about certain songs that I've been singing for 35, 40 years that as you've performed them and as they've become a part of your body, you just have a greater understanding of them. And so then to be able to record them again with that just brings a whole new light to it for yourself. You know, I'm not then just trying to remember what I felt. I know what I'm feeling because I'm in it.
So it's an emotional update also. So, let's talk about a few songs on the album, Love Resurrection being one of them. It sounds a bit more 2024 in the Key version, but it's not completely unfamiliar, not a completely unfamiliar rendering of the song. The same could be said about All Cried Out. It's not completely removed from what it was.
No, not at all. You know, it's hung on to the parts of the song that I feel, you know, the hooks, it's hung on to all of that stuff. But and the great thing about doing this is those old recordings are still there. So there are going to be some people who don't want to hear them revised. And that's absolutely cool. You know, there's no reflection on them at all. They want to listen to the exact sound that they experienced the first time round. And that's their absolute right. But that stuff hasn't gone away. You know, that is there. This is far more about people who want to experience me as I am live. These songs have been revisited for the singer, if you will, rather than for the produced track, even though these are new productions. And the intention wasn't to make them modern. I'm really not a part of the kind of modern pop world, and I don't even know what's, you know, part of the zeitgeist. It's of no interest to me. But it is using an electronic backdrop, as I used with Yazoo. And the reason why that appeals to me is because you can have so much emotion, bizarrely, in electronica. A simple line with a particular tone to it can really give an edge, so that there's a lot of space in there.
Yeah, I thought that the key album Once More is sounds very electronic, and yeah. I really enjoy that, because I remember, of course, I was a Yazoo fan already. I remember when I heard your voice the first time on my mono tape recorder in 1982. So I totally love that when I hear your voice with an electronic background.
Yeah, well, and you know, and it's turned out to be kind of my favorite sound, again, kind of going live. I find it the most flexible for a singer like me, that allows all of those songs, all of that diverse songwriting, to come together. Really like that, you know, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, when I sing live, I include Yazoo songs in there, because there's a real euphoric pleasure in singing that stuff. I love the space of them.
Speaking of Yazoo, your solo career would have not been possible like this without Vince Clark, I guess.
So,
how do you regard the short Yazoo period that you had together?
Oh, with a lot of love and gratitude. You know, it was like, you know, and also it was the first. It was the, you know, everything was the first that happened with that. There was an innocence. There was a lack of pressure. It was the first platform that you got to just truly do something the way you did it, before you were hooked with this idea that record companies had, that you were a money-making beast. And when we were working in Yazoo, we were completely left to our own devices. I wrote my songs, Vint wrote his songs. We didn't edit each other. We just did what we just brought to the table, what we brought to the table. There was no conversation about what record are we going to make, what kind of songs are we going to make. It was just two kind of separate artists coming together, and there was a real freedom in that. You know, I love that period, and I'm really grateful for it, and I really enjoy still doing some material from that time.